Good morning. At 6 o'clock, I'm David Burr-Kennedy with more FM News. The packed house at Stadium Australia for the opening of the Olympic Games last night gave a particularly warm welcome for the New Zealand team. After an 80-minute spectacle celebrating the culture and history of Australia, the teams of 199 participating countries were led out. The choice of Cathy Freeman to light the flame was successfully kept quiet until the last minute. A succession of Australia's most famous female athletes took the Olympic torch on its final lap before it was handed to Freeman. A man described by his own lawyer as a stupid, pathetic and boasting liar faces a long sentence for rape. A High Court jury in Christchurch last night found David James Shepherd guilty on 11 of the 16 charges he faced. And a New Zealand war medal is at the centre of a heartbreaking theft in Melbourne. Susan Allen's treasured Maori war medal, which her great-great-grandfather, Peter Martin, received in 1870, was stolen along with jewellery and electrical items from her flat. In sport, British athlete Sian Bryce has launched a complaint over the draw for the women's triathlon, saying Australians Nicole Hackett and Loretta Harrop have been given an unfair advantage. The Aussie duo has been drawn to dive into Sydney Harbour next to each other for the opening swim leg, and Bryce says that will make them a tough combination to beat. Britain's triathlon team have lodged an official complaint with the International Triathlon Union. New Zealand's Evelyn Williamson will also contest the event, which kicks off at 10 a.m.